Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Daily Author, 85. Don't let your children's creativity falter. Have them join the Young Writers Program and get published sooner than later. More information at woodenpantspub.com/youngwritersprogram. Oh my gosh, it's busy, so let's get right to it. This is The Daily Author. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this edition of The Daily Author, your Monday through Friday resource of all things literary. My name is Richard Keller. This is episode number 85 for the 24th of January, which is a Tuesday, 2017. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our new sponsors who will be on in a few weeks. Thank you in general. I am going to keep this short today because I am in the midst of interviews. I just finished two, which will be airing Wednesday and Thursday, and I am doing two more in the next 2 hours, and then I'm probably collapsing on my desk. So we have Pamela Cummins on the show. Pamela is a dream interpreter. She also has 4 books out currently. I love dream interpretation. It's one of my fascinations because when you are dreaming, you're doing a couple of things. One, you're mind or your subconscious is working for you, but two, it's producing a lot of great material that you didn't realize you had available in your conscious mind or your awake mind. So we talk about dream interpretation today, as well as her transfer from doing this into writing and some of the harder things that she encountered. So I am done. We're going right to today's interview with dream interpreter Pamela Cummins. Pamela Cummins, welcome to The Daily Author.
Richard, thank you so much for having me on tonight. I'm so excited to be here, and I hope that I can help your audience today.
I hope so, because dream interpretation is something I am interested in. I have very vivid dreams a lot of times, and I know other people do, and I realize that there's something inside them because it's either it's coming from somewhere in the universe or somewhere in your subconscious. So I was reading your website, and you started a self-healing process back in 1989, and I think that involved dream interpretation, or it led to that. Why don't you give us a bit of that history, you know, that led up to where you are?
Okay, sure. In a nutshell, my life is very unhappy. I was having bad relationships because my passion is also relationships besides dream interpretation. I was unhappy, and a friend of mine was going through different 12-step groups and in therapy, and her life was getting better, and I wanted what she had. Okay. So I started on, I'd like to say, my self-growth and spiritual path, and went to 12-step programs and therapy and, you know, and read a lot of books. But what I found was my dreams, you know, and also my psychic abilities, which I shut off as a child because it just wasn't safe for me to have those in my environment. I still dream, but not as much as I do now. They really started coming into my and I was having dreams all the time, and I wrote them down, and I worked with a therapist to help analyze them, because most people, they have a dream, they go, and I did this, I went to a dream dictionary, and I looked it up, and I said, okay, that's what it means, but it's not like that. Let's use water. Water can have so many different interpretations. Usually, it is about emotion. But is the water calm? Are you in the water? Are there other people in there? Is the water dirty? So it, and then if, is there a fish in there? Is there a boat sailing by? Are you drowning? I mean, all those can make one symbolism so much. So my therapist really helped me get in touch with my personal symbolism. And I found as I was getting more in touch with my personal symbolism that my psychic ability started coming more out in my waking life. And I also had a lot of precognitive dreams, which is dreams of the future. And when I started to have those and really getting into my spirituality, that's when my therapist and I had some issues because she didn't believe with that. And I had to go on my merry way, but she really taught me the basics of dream interpretation. And then I read a lot of books about it and started doing other people's interpretations. And now I've been doing it really steadily since 1991. So I do consider myself an expert at it, because you're an expert when you do it for a long time at anything, just because you get good, whatever you practice at. And I found that with my dreams and coming into my waking life, the more I worked on me and my self-growth, my life just got better. Relationships, my jobs, I went into my own business. And that's kind of in a nutshell how I got started.
A lot of people say, oh, dreams are just dreams. They don't mean anything. It's just, you know, part of REM sleep. What do you get those type of people, or do you try to talk to them a bit more and say, I can understand where you're coming from, however, or, you know, are they just people who don't believe it?
There are, well, actually what I find more than that is people say, I can't remember my dreams. I do get some people who think, yes, you know, dreams don't mean much, but when they hear me interpret them, then they're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But quite honestly, Richard, many people who think that dreams are nonsense aren't going to be attracted to me. You know, the people who come to me really want to know what their dreams are about.
So what you did, which some people want to do but don't have the motivation to complete, is take your works and your abilities and transfer them into book form. When did you decide to go about doing this?
Well, my father is an English literature professor, and he's written a lot of short stories, a lot of nonfiction books and regular fiction books, and, you know, compilations of other authors' books. So one thing, it's in my genes. I've always liked to write. I even got a poem published when I was 8 years old, and I'm really not a poet, but it's always been a part of me. And I always knew I was going to write a book. I just didn't know what. And actually, I started off with love and relationships. So that's how I started with my first book, was writing about my personal healing growth and also clients who I had given readings to. And my experience with working on psychic lines, which I did also a lot of dream interpretation because I saw I did that too. And I took a lot of my personal healing growth and what the type of clients I had and made that into my first book. Now, my latest book, Learn the Secret Language of Dreams, what motivated me to do that, besides just loving dream interpretations, is I guess I felt pushed, and I had been working with Bellsbury Magazine. It's a column writing there in the Dreamtime column for the free magazine. And I took a lot of those dreams, but also clients' dreams and my personal dreams, because as you know, Richard, it's much easier to remember your dream and what happens in your life than other people's lives. And I put them into dream categories. And I just felt really motivated to do this because I like teaching people. I don't know if I'm making sense. I'm a nonfiction author, and I love teaching people, and I like watching them grow, because I saw as I learned how to do dream interpretation, because I find that dream interpretations is really my subconscious mind, or if you want to say God, higher power, universe, whatever you want to call it, letting me know of things that I'm not dealing with during the daytime, or things that can help me during my waking life. I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. So I got it back. I saw how much this had helped me in my own life. I wanted to share it with other people, but I find that dream categories are really important. They're much different than a dream dictionary. It's kind of like let's go back to, if you don't mind, the water example. Okay. You could have a dream about water. And if you're really thirsty, I call that an environment dream. That's why you're having the dream about water, right? If you're having problems at work, you might see yourself in an office and drowning in water there. That's kind of telling you what you need to do. And hopefully you'll see a solution in that dream. So it also could be, you could have a dream about a flood. And actually that could be a precognitive dream about the future where you're actually in the future. So my love of dream, my love of writing, because it is in my genes, motivated me to do this. It took time. The other thing that I found that helped me, because as authors, and many authors, like, I don't write full time. It's not easy to make a living writing full time. This actually helps my other business. But what I did is in Smashwords, they have this thing where you can have people pre-order a book and you can not even write it, but it has to be published in a year out. And that helped me because I knew I had that commitment for a year and I didn't want to feel embarrassed to people, to the general public. So that helped motivate me. So having that type of, and that's what I would recommend to authors, set some kind of goal to keep you motivated so you make that deadline.
Mm-hmm. Two things. One, for our audience, we pronounce water with two D's because Pamela, like myself, are from Northern New Jersey. So, you know, we that's the way we speak. Sorry about it. Second, I can relate to you on that because there have been many times in my life where I dreamt I had to go to the bathroom and it never, and I would go and it would never feel like I went and I want to go again. And then I would wake up and realize I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. For me, I have dreams where, you know, I can't find an empty stall. And when I finally do, there's no door on it. So I can't go. So, yes.
So it's like high school. So you keep a dream journal, which means you do wake up and do you do it instantly where you wake up and then write it down? Because I know I've had a lot of dreams that I've wanted to write down, but they're so, I guess, ethereal that they start to vanish as time go, as, you know, as the seconds pass.
Well, you know, quite honestly, I don't do it as much. When I first started learning dream interpretation, I probably did it for about 7 years or so. And this is kind of a silly reason why I stopped. But I got my cat Midnight, who passed years ago. But when I first got her and I would try and write down my dreams, she would get mad because she wanted attention, wanted to be fed. You know, and this was way before, you know, laptops and stuff. I wrote it in a journal and she'd come over and she'd start swatting my pen. So what I learned to do was to write down really important dreams. And as time went on, I just remember a lot of my dreams, not all of them. So I'm not as religious about it. I do have my own dream blog that I have on Blogger where I write my dreams to help teach people, you know, with my own personal dreams. If it's a really important dream, I will just go and type it right away. As soon as I have two cats, as soon as I take care of them, I write it down and I'll say it over and over in my mind. But if you're new at dream interpretation, I would definitely record it. And if you're in a hurry, because come on, we have busy lives. As soon as you get it, you know, write it down or record it, use your smartphone, whatever. But write down the highlights and, more importantly, how you felt in the dream. Emotions are really important. And sometimes when you do that, it's just like writing down a note to remind you to do something. When you write it down and it doesn't have all the details, it's like your subconscious mind comes up and starts giving you the details.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No. Yeah. In other words, I've heard other people say, your dreams are working for you at night while you're sleeping.
Mm. I agree with that. Yep. 100%. Yes.
So you have four books. How hard was it to write the first book? And then did it get easier as you moved ahead, even though they were of different, you know, different subjects?
Right. And yes, the first book was the hardest. It really was. First of all, it was hard to get motivated even to do it because I wanted for years to write a book. And I, one of the things that I went through that I'm sure other authors go through is insecurity. Is you know, can I write good enough? Will I ever get this done? So that was, that's what, you know, held me back. But it, there was also something inside of me that kind of pushed me forward to do it. And I was in a writer's group. My first book, I was in a writer's group, which definitely helped. Unfortunately, after a while, the people changed. It was no longer good. And I haven't found a writer's group since, though. But one of the writers there, who's also an author, is my editor now. So that helped, because every week I went there and I felt like I had to write a chapter. And that helped a lot. And then, of course, getting, and I learned, I had this one woman, I just, after I'd gotten it edited a bunch of times, I just wanted her to look it over and do more copywriting. And she edited completely sentences that were okay. She edited to the way she would write. So I learned a lot. I never used her again. That was when I got Patty Frank from the writing group to be my editor. But yeah, and finding the right cover, and quite honestly, I learned about covers. I redid the cover. I'm still not that satisfied, but I found somebody to do my covers. I'm not comfortable doing my own covers. But after that, yes, it got a lot easier. A lot easier.
How has the success been for this? Is it more that you, these are used as your calling cards, your business cards, when you go and do presentations and you have sessions, or is it, you know, something where you do want to get these out to the general public?
Well, I think every author wants to get their books out to the general public. And I would love to say, oh, yes, I can live off of my books. And honestly, I can't. I would definitely starve. For me, one, it was like, yay, I did it. I call them my ebooks. I call them my digital business cards. Yes, I can take my paperbacks to places where I do presentations and sell them. It helps my business. It makes me an expert. You know, that's another reason why I did it, you know, to help my business grow. Because when you're self-employed, you always want your business to grow. Honestly, most of it is the satisfactions of saying I'm an author. Yes, I plan on writing more books. But the biggest satisfaction for me was when a client, or even somebody who never becomes a client, says, I read this part in your book and it helped my life. That really makes my heart sick.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So to make a difference in people's lives, I think that's why we write.
Right. I think so. And it's also that you have something to tell. You want to relate it. And, excuse me. And in many cases, it's better to put it in a, you know, compact package than to, you know, say, oh, we're going to do it over 20, 25 sessions. Because yeah. I have any of the books that you've written led to clients for you?
Oh, yes. Clients and also opportunities. Opportunities that bring me clients. So definitely it helps establish, if you're a nonfiction author, it really does help establish you as an expert. And quite honestly, it's what a great feeling to see on your e-reader your own book, or on your bookshelf to see your own book on there. It's such a wonderful feeling.
So do you have any other books coming out in the near future, particularly 2017?
Not 2017, but 2018. I worked with a coach, Nina Amor. She does. She's wonderful, and she helped me come up with a plan for 2017. And one is just going to be about love affirmations. It's the 52 love affirmations. So it's going to be a small book. It's kind of, I don't know if you've ever seen those affirmation books that people read every day, but this is going to be once a week. The other thing is I'm redoing my dream website. so that it has, because right now my blog is separate, so I'm redoing it in WordPress. And she taught me actually how to blog a book. Now, the blogging that I'm going to do is not going to give the whole book away. It's going to go give bits and pieces. So I have the best outline that I've ever had for a book, because usually I do like a real simple outline. And then because I'm so intuitive, what comes out. And this is going to be a little more structured. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to write about, but I'm going to integrate my love for relationships, because I am a relationship, and also my dream expertise, and somehow write a book about dream interpretations with love relationships. So that I'm excited about. And it's still, I guess you could say, it's like, I like to say writing a book is like giving birth to a child. And right now that's like, you know, maybe not even a month old.
Right. So we have a few minutes left, and I want to give you the opportunity to promote the heck out of yourself. So okay. Let's talk about where people can find you, the names of your books, where they can find them, and if you're going to be appearing anywhere besides, you know, the local Starbucks.
Okay. I have four books. Okay. Of course, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, Insights for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love, Pamela's Love Collection, and my newest one, Learn the Secret Language of Dreams. You can find me, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Kobo, iBooks, Google Play, and Smashwords. The Learn the Secret Language of Dreams, I did through Ingram Spark, so that is available, you know, at all online bookstores. And if you have a favorite bookstore you can go to, you can order that. My name is Pamela. The last name is Cummins, Cummins. You can actually Google that. I have two websites, Learn Dream Interpretation and PamelaCummins.com. I'm on Twitter, Rev Pamela, Facebook, Pamela Cummins Author, Pinterest, Rev Pamela. I'm all over the place. As far as any upcoming appearances, not at the moment. I do plan on doing some classes online. That's my next thing that I want to do, is make some courses. So I have a lot of goals for this year, which I'm very excited about. But please, and also I have my own personal blog. It's Pamela's Dream Blog. You can come and check out my dreams that I did do. That's on Blogger, and I kind of consider that my dream journal.
Fantastic. And before we leave, if you could, please give some advice to people out there who didn't decide to write initially, but have made the commitment to transfer their expertise into book form.
Okay. And I heard a song lyric. I get songs. And I heard the Journey song, "Don't Stop Believing. Just keep doing it and believe that it can happen, and do it in baby steps." And what's really important is what I did is learn as much as you can about the book industry, whether you want to self-publish, which I personally recommend, or go with a publisher. And also, very important, start your social media now. That's really important. Start your platform now, so once the book is done, you have someone. You already have a built-in audience. That's really important.
Right. I am a big believer of social media, and not just for promotion, but for letting people know what you do, what you believe, other than, you know, political stuff. It's just how you go about your life.
Right. And I've made some wonderful contacts, friends, colleagues through social media.
Right.
All so, around the world.
Yeah. It's not something to ignore anymore. So Pamela's website is
They can actually just do
PamelaCummins.com. That's right.
That's easier. That's easier.
That is
they
easier,
both,
right.
Both links go to the same website.
Yep, it's exactly. And you can pick up her four books. They are listed on her website. And as she mentioned before, on Amazon and Ingram and Smashwords and other places across the interwebs and in bookstores. So Pamela Cummins, thank you so much for appearing on The Daily Author.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure and honor.
And thank you so much once again to Pamela Cummins for being on the show. This edition of The Daily Dose of Author Action is sponsored by the Serious About Writing Package. Get 3 books edited, formatted, designed with a cover, distributed, and marketed through Wooden Pants Publishing today. Go to woodenpantspub.com/serious about writing for more information. This involves a book and a business card because, as we say in the business, your book is your business card. It is your platform. It is how you tell people what you do in order to get them back to you for business. Yes, I am guilty that I have not done that through podcasting and so many other things that I have done in my life, but it is something on my schedule to complete because I need to get those books out there. That's who I am, and that's who you are. Just because you run a real estate company doesn't mean you can't write a book about real estate or some of the experiences and lessons that you have had, because that is something that you can give to people or sell when you are speaking. Books are wonderful. Books are still extremely important now more than ever. So consider doing that for yourself. Create a book as your business card. So I'm looking at my trusty schedule and I find out that tomorrow's episode is going to feature author Richard Lowe. Richard is the writer king or the writing king, and I will tell you this is true as he has written 50 books on his own. He has ghostwritten 12 books, and for 2017, he is looking to write an extraordinary amount of books that I would love to write. So you're going to listen to him tomorrow on The Daily Author. Until then, you can follow us at woodenpantspub.com, and our Facebook and Twitter handles are at woodenpantspub. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to this podcast at blogtalkradio.com and tunein.com under the search of Wooden Pants Network. The beginning and ending music of this program was provided by Machinima Sound. They have many offerings for you. Go to machinimasound.com for more information. My name is Richard Keller. This has been The Daily Author. I'm going to untangle my tongue now, and we will see you on Wednesday.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.